precious, beautiful name, how we love Jesus. And Lord, it's because you first loved us. And thank you again for that great mercy, Lord. And we're here to praise you for that mercy continually. And your mercy endures forever. And thank you, Lord, here we stand, these precious vessels of mercy. Lord, help us never to forget it. God, not even for a moment. The word tells us that a little leaven leavens the whole lump. And Lord, help us to watch and always to be on watch. Just looking for more grace, looking to the hills from where our help comes. Lord, that we would be spiritual, brethren that restore one another. Brethren that cover a fault, that would come in and not look upon their brother's way, but cover them, not even wanting to see it. Lord, that's a loving family. That's God's family. Lord, help us to enter into that and to praise you for it. We give you thanks for what you have done here. We thank you this day for what you will give us, because every good gift is from above. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It's kind of funny, I getting little bookmarks, putting them in here this morning. And I remember a pastor saying one time, oh yeah, you just, you know, you got to just pick one verse and you stay with it. You know, the people can't take more than that. I think you're fat enough, you can take more than that. What do you think, huh? And I thank God we're here to hear him. We're here to trust the word, and we know that God is able. My mind isn't able. My attention span is incapable. But God. And I'm praying for the mind of Christ in each and every one of us today. How about you? Amen. Lord, feed me. Lord, open my heart. Open my ears to hear. And he'll do it. Just ask him. Right now, in Jesus' name, I don't care how you feel. I don't care what you're doubting. Just say, Jesus, open my heart today. Let me hear this word. You're faithful. You're faithful. This pastor's not faithful. He's faithful. And I, praise God, will tell you one thing by his grace. My faith is in his faithfulness. Amen. So you know what? I think you got a pretty good pastor. And that's because of the grace of God. All right. Now I'm still thinking about those beautiful vines. Yeah, that should really worry you, huh? Those wine grapes, my goodness, I can't even get them off my heart. How incredible the Lord ministered. And he just did. Testimony after testimony. All I could hear him say, here's how I love you. Let me count the ways. Let me show you. Let me count another one. Here, are you listening to me? I'm telling you, he'll do that. Just listen to him. And all the way along, all I could hear from him was the detail of his plan and the course, brothers and sisters, for our life. It was so clearly seen, praise God, in those vines. And the goal of it all was, you know, God, he gets you at an appointed time to see something. The goal of it all was that harvest. The goal of it all was the grape was ready. It was perfect. It was complete. It was full of everything that it was given. It was ready to be taken. And what I thank God for is, see, brothers and sisters, that's the readied wife. That's us for the Lamb of God. And that's what we were born for, made for. Praise the Lord. And that he saw us in him for and before the foundation of the world. And I thank God for that. And it got me thinking again how beautiful was the value of that fruit and the perfection, especially of those grapes that I had the privilege to go in to see and to be at that time. They were the perfection, if there is a perfection of those grapes and that juice for the best wine. But what especially touched my heart and reminded me this week, and especially today, is that fruit did absolutely nothing. That fruit did absolutely nothing but grow. That grape didn't even choose to be a grape. You better be listening and really get this about God's grace and God's mercy, or you won't win him. There's not going to be a stitch of work in this. There's not going to be a stitch of self-righteousness in this. It's going to be pure grace. It's going to be all him. And if you want to win him, it's going to only be found you, me, only having his righteousness. And that's all I got. And believe it or not, that's all you got, and that's all any Christian has. That's it. It's just coming to the realization and the beauty of it. Man, I'm that perfect grape. I'm the best. Hallelujah. I'm it. How many times does he have to tell us, you're it? You don't need to worry about you getting yourself ready. Yes, the wife had made herself ready. I understand that. But you better understand, she made herself ready in grace. How could we not understand about the Shulamite? There he was. The bridegroom was at the door. He wanted her coming to get her, knocking. His hand was right there at that door. And she hesitated to make herself, meaning with her own works, more beautiful. Oh, I got to get myself by myself ready. And what happened? He was gone. You're perfect just like I made you. You're perfect in my grace. You stay in that grace. See, we're saved by grace. We're born again by grace. And we're born into grace. Amen. Just like that grape was made a grape. It's a grape. Praise God. You're a child of God. You're grace. 100%. That's what he's made you. You grow in grace. That's it. You're the work of his grace. And what's in you and what's in your godly DNA. Godly DNA is the masterpiece of grace. If you let all grace just continue to flow into you, it can't be nothing but. It has it all. But see, that grape, it didn't do anything. It didn't choose to be a grape, let alone choose to be the very best, the finest grape. It didn't say, well, I'm going to make myself a grape and I'm going to make myself the finest grape. It didn't do that at all. Uh-uh. It was made that way. Oh, what we've been made in him? Oh, come on now. It's okay. You can get excited about it. Be thankful for the grace of God and don't fear it. And I thank the Lord. Praise God. They didn't exert effort to grow. They didn't. No. All the nutrients were from the vine. The grape had nothing of itself. It had to get it all from the vine. We have to get it all from Jesus. See, we're these joints in his precious body. We get it all from the head. Hallelujah. He's the vine. We're the branches. Praise the Lord. And here comes the fruit. And it's coming out today. Praise his name. But see, brothers and sisters, all the nutrients are in the vine. All the sunshine was given. The water provided. But especially the care of the husbandman. That's what just got me. I love that. The vine dresser. And oh, how he dressed that vine. And oh, how the vine dresser dresses us if we'll let him. He dresses us with a wonderful bridal gown. The glory, the very glory of him. Vessel of mercy. He bestows the riches of his glory. Don't you think that she's the bride descending having the glory of God? And her light? Oh, the righteousness of saints that she's clothed in is mighty beautiful. Now, that vine dresser, praise God, did it all. The grape does not do anything of itself, but grow into specifically what it was made to be, and it can't be anything else. Let's go on over here to verse 10. Of chapter 15. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, oh yes, not my grace, his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. It wasn't empty. Oh no. I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Oh my goodness. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believed. Isn't that beautiful? And we believe. I am what I am by the grace of God, and I believe you believe that you are what you are by the grace of God. Amen? And see, brothers and sisters, that's the best grapes, and that's us. That's us. Hallelujah. Because of grace. And because, praise the Lord, we believe, hallelujah, in the fullness of all grace that God has given us, because he told us this. I've given you all grace for all things, always, right? Always, to superabound to every good work. We know that we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We understand it's either grace or it's works. And if all the growth is in grace, if all the glory is in grace, if all that wondrous joy and thanksgiving to God is in grace, why would I ever want to turn to works? Amen. And we know, praise the Lord, that going on and understanding this even today, that's why he gave us the Holy Ghost. He said, I'll take the things of Christ. I'll show them unto you. It's just like this grape and growing. Praise God. It was all there. It just had to grow up. Just had to be fully mature and all these different things. That's why we need to understand and know, yea, the deep things of God in this word. Understand what he's doing with us and caring for, just like those letters that I read. Praise God. We're not in this life unknown to what God is doing. We're not wondering what God is doing. We're not guessing what God is doing. We know what God is doing. He's getting us ready, praise God, to be the bride of the Lamb of God. That's what he's doing. Now, here we go. God, in this precious truth, he tells us here that I am what I am by the grace of God. And there is no sweeter joy, brothers and sisters, to know that for our life, is there? Do you ever have a greater rest than grace? There isn't. And matter of fact, I'm going to tell you something. There's no rest but for grace. There isn't. You think you're resting in your might or your strength. That ain't going to last. Because God loves you. God will show you. And you're just going to have to get more hardened and more cold and more. But God, I'll tell you what, at the end of that road, you will know. You'll know. Let me tell you something. It's a lifted hand that holds the crown. It's a warm hand. It's a joyful hand. It's a hand that I know has no strength, but he holds my hand. And I trust him to hold my hand, to hold the crown. He's my keeper. He's your keeper. He's called you to this. Trust him. Trust him. He didn't bring you out here to kill you. He didn't come bring you out here to destroy you. He came out here to prove himself in you. Because we know one thing. It's Christ in us that's the hope of glory. Amen. So he's going to show us who lives in us. We're going to go through things, because I'll tell you, this flesh, it's unruly. It's afraid at times, so insecure. All the different things you want to say. But greater is he that's in me than this thing that's in the world. I get that. I understand that can mean about the enemy, too, that's in the world. But I'll tell you what, my greatest enemy, I've found out, is me. All right, now, I think maybe God will work in somebody today, I'm sure. And I pray it's me. He's already been a-working, praise his name. Now, brothers and sisters, there's no sweeter joy than trusting in grace. There isn't. When we understand and really know that I'm nothing but grace in Jesus. Isn't that glorious? Yeah, that's a good thing. I'm nothing but mercy in the body of Christ. It's all because of the grace of God that is with me. And as it says in Romans chapter 9, verse 16, go on over there. Romans 9, 16, it says, well, actually, let's back up to 15. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, it is not of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardeneth. How could we not think that it's God that does it all? Amen? Thanks be to God. I'm telling you, how could we be quiet right now, knowing who we are in Christ and thanking God for his mercy right now? That I'm not on the flip side of that in a hardened way like a Pharaoh? That, yep, you want that choice? I knew it. Because of the foreknowledge of God, then he predestinates everything. That's why we've got such wickedness in this world and all these different things. It's because they rejected the name of Jesus Christ. They rejected the Lord. Yes. And God knew they would. He didn't get to this point and say, oh, look what happened. Oh, no, 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 no. This is all perfect. Everything. He puts up whom he will. He puts down whom he will. He takes the hearts of the kings. They're in his hand. And he drills them and directs them just like the rivers. I've seen him do it in my life. I know he does this. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't have to see it. By the grace of God, he's given me the faith to believe it. And we better believe it right now, or you're going to be off on some tangent, and it's not going to be for the mark, for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Oh, I thank God, Lord, get us running today. So again, he says that I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I'm so thankful to God. I woke up one day in the Holy Ghost, and you know what I realized? I've been living a lifetime of receiving the exact extreme opposite of what I deserve. Oh. Yeah, amen. I'm praying there's more groaning than this out there for that grace and mercy. And I'm talking about receiving his glory to glory in spite of me. In spite of me. I mean that. This is mercy. This is grace. This is the incredible work, again, of the blood of the Lamb of God. And I thank him richly with you, brothers and sisters. Oh, how he leads us along. Now, in that, how could we and not, why, really, why would we not fully believe in the freely unmerited love of Christ? Rejoicing each and every day. Thanking God that we're growing in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That there is nothing of my doing in this, it is all him. The Word of God assures us that we are his workmanship. The Word of God assures us that it is his good pleasure. We're his workmanship, it's his good pleasure. He is the one that performs all things. And especially that one thing, that good work that he has begun, he said he will perform it, praise God. He will accomplish it, praise God. And he will finish it, praise God. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. You better pray. You better pray, the Lord encourage your heart. You better take grace. Some people can't take it. Lord, help me to take it. Because it's a way of humility. It's a way of humbling. It's a way of you come to realize, Lord, there ain't nothing good in me. Oh, I thank God I've come that way. I'm so thankful I know to praise Him for everything. I know I am what I am. Thank you, Jesus, by the grace of God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise His name. Oh, I've heard this grace message with my brethren for years and years and years. I sat there. I thank God for the testimony of my mama telling me about the beauty of the grace of God. I thank God I did not miss it. And really, and God in His kindness, He had to show me how rotten I am. Just really, Jesse, you want to make the right decision? You can't. And He did that with His arm around me my whole life. And He still does it today. And I do, I do. He takes my breath away. He just takes my breath away. How could you put up with me? I think that's the discussion I had most of the night with Him last night. I'm pitiful. I've come up so short of you, but I forgot you already bared me on my shoulders, on your shoulders, praise be to God. He's got me over it all. So as it beautifully says, brothers and sisters, in Romans 3:27, He says, where is boasting then? It's excluded. There's no boasting in ourselves. There's no way I could boast in myself. I boast in Him. You want to pin anything to me? I say, behold the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You want to say, thank you, Lord, for a vessel that preaches the Word of God? I say, behold the Lamb of God. I'd love to get up here and tell you about Jesus. I do. As a man, I never liked being in front of people. I really didn't even sing it in front of people. I like to sing, no. But I sure love telling you about Jesus. I sure love seeing you love to hear about Jesus. I'm sure thankful to be in your family. You make me glad. You really do. I'm not trying to flatter you. That's just a fact. So, brothers and sisters, we are a graced vessel. Isn't that beautiful? I'm a graced vessel. I'm receiving only undeserved love. I'm receiving only unending mercy. And His faithfulness pours forth moment by moment by moment, working all things together for my good. What a treasure. I walk along and you talk about making a melody in your heart. Thanking God, amen. And how, again, it's Him that quickens us. And again, I thank the Lord that He brings us together. I needed this morning. I needed this so. Oh, I thank God that He gives me the treasure of His people, of like precious faith. I'm so thankful. Really, I'm beside myself. And you need to pray for me because I could come apart at any moment. but truly, I know it's Him. But I know what He loves. And I found out so sovereignly through a great trial in my life. When you really love someone, you love what they love. When you're really in love with someone, you adore what they love. I'm in love with Jesus. And I adore you. I adore you in the Lord. I adore all the things you go through and your good fight of faith. I know sometimes we'd like to be different. We get down on ourselves. We'd like to act different. We're always so quick to speak and slow to hear. I have that problem too. Man, my mind's running Mach 4. My mouth is running Mach 6. Hard for me not to say what I feel. I tell Him oftentimes I wish I was a better man, but then He tells me, would you want to be the better man or do you want to be the man that wins me? I have written in another note, he's been made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. We got it all, saints. He's been made unto us that. Once again, it's him, isn't it? He's the one that gives us this wisdom. As it says in Colossians 1, to grow up into that perfect man. It's the word, it's him that does that. And then the righteousness, isn't he the very righteousness? But yet we've been made the very righteousness. And as Paul said there in Philippians at the end, which is really the beginning, that I only be found having his righteousness. I sure love your smiles because you get it. You understand this. He's given you that understanding. The doctoral. Doctoral love. It ain't no learning center. It's no college. It's love. It's at that golden table for two, isn't it? Man, I love you. I got to get down here. And then the sanctification, he tells us, brothers and sisters, he set us apart to God. He's the one that does that. He sanctifies us. You realize that? We say we come unto him out from among the camp, don't we? Amen? And then, oh, the redemption, that purchased possession. He's going to take us. Hallelujah. That precious fruit is on the vine and it's ready to go. Oh, I cometh for thee. I cometh over the hill for thee. Oh, be ready, be looking, be alive for me. Oh, I want to see him and look upon his face, there to be forever. Hallelujah. Well, I'm thankful one thing that I do know. Where the work of his grace, we're going to be offered up to him. He's going to present us to himself. Oh, yes, he is. He even does that. And he's going to take us and he's going to pour us forth upon his lips. And it's going to be to the praise of his glory forevermore. Amen. Amen. Let's stand worship the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Come up and pray. Just come pray. You want to come on up, come pray. Let's just worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.